Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito toured Berkshire County Tuesday to discuss the ongoing efforts to close the broadband connectivity gap in parts of western Massachusetts. Polito met with municipal leaders, small business owners, and residents in Washington, Beckett, and Tearingham to see how state dollars from the Last Mile Infrastructure Grant Program have benefited communities.
You're the ones that are closest to the people and know this community more than we do. So unleashing those dollars to you has helped you decide who you will partner with for the remainder of the project.
Since 2015, Republican Governor Charlie Baker's administration has reduced the number of municipalities still in need from 53 to 8. A new Last Mile leadership team was selected in May 2017. In July, Charter Communications received a state grant of $4.4 million to construct broadband networks in Egremont, Hancock, Brew, Princeton, and Tearingham, which all entered in an agreement to receive Charter Spectrum services of up to 60 megabits per second. Other towns were given funds to pursue municipally built broadband networks. Beckett received $2.1 million, Chesterfield $890,000, New Ashford $280,000, Wendell $730,000, and Washington $490,000.
We'll build a stronger Commonwealth of Massachusetts when we build stronger communities.
Polito says communities in western Massachusetts lacking broadband internet share challenges. She says without high-speed internet, businesses, schools, and government services can fall short. For instance, in Washington, officials say a reliable broadband service will be available in 18 months. Work has already begun, with crews surveying utility poles last week, but it's slow going, according to Kent Liu. Liu chairs the town's finance committee and is a delegate to the Community Collaborative for Broadband, Wired West.
To actually see concrete action happening and being able to start checking these things off is very exciting. But of course, looking ahead at the next 18 months that it'll take to get there, there are a number of things that obviously in a project this large can make someone a little nervous. Is the work that depends on the utilities. It's the thing that we have the least ability to estimate, and the control is basically all the leverage is in their hands. So that is something that we're very concerned about.
Liu says the town doesn't want to be taken advantage of by utility companies who own the licensing on the poles while it tries to run its own fiber optic lines. Steve Nelson, another delegate to Wired West for Washington, says most residents are connected by digital subscriber lines at 2.5 megabits per second or satellite.
That's not great, and it goes out sometimes in bad weather, gets hung up. My satellite system, not bad, so maybe I get 5 to 10 down. But we're talking about a minimum of 25 megs down and as much as 1 gig, which is 1,000 light speed compared to where we are.
The average single-family home in Washington will pay about $3,000 over 20 years to the town to level the debt for the project. The internet upgrade will cost the roughly 260 customers in Washington up to $75 a month. About half of those 260 customers run businesses or work remotely out of their home. Joshua Green, the publisher of Wine and Spirits magazine, says that's a daunting task as a Washington resident.
I was just doing a project last night that would normally take me about 15 minutes in my office in New York City, and it took me more than an hour to do.
Polito says the rest of the communities in need will be on a determined path to broadband internet by the end of the year. Reporting from WAMC News' Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.